Al Mohler once said, the church is to be the intergenerational people of God. The church is the only place on the planet where you should have 6-year-olds, 16-year-olds, and 60-year-olds singing the same songs. That's what the church is to be. To which we would say, amen, right? And that's why we need the book of Psalms. How to get up when you've fallen. True repentance. And today we'll be looking at restoration. We've finished the first 9 verses on confession, and now we come to restoration. Notice David's focus moves from pardon to purity. It's one thing to be forgiven. It's another thing to not fall again. Guilt removed is glorious, but living a transformed life is no less important. And so from looking back at how far he fell, now David turns to look forward, to prevent another fall, to grow in holiness, to live righteously, to progress in sanctification. Verses 10 to 13, restoration. Look there at verse 10 in your Bibles. Create in me a clean heart, O God. In other words, Lord, unless I have a pure heart, I'm going to fall straight back into sin again. Proverbs 4, verse 23, watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the issues of the springs of life. Out of the abundance of the heart, Jesus said, the mouth speaks. What defiles you is not what comes from without, but what is within, right? You can't blame your upbringing, your environment, your poverty, your lack of education, your genes, your heredity, your anything about your treatment of others or your situation. No, from within, out of the heart of man, proceeds all evil things. Matthew 12, Mark 7 says, Jesus, create in me a clean heart, O God. Lord, strike at the root cause. Change me at the most fundamental level, at the center of who I am. Clean house fully. Remake the headquarters of my life, says Spurgeon. What? Has sin so destroyed us that the Creator must be called in again? Come then and let thy power be seen in a new creation with my old fallen self. Thou didst make a man in the world at first. Lord, make a new man in me. Believer, are you discouraged by your sin? Are you defeated by your recurring failures in your Christian life? Look to our Creator. If he can speak this vast universe into existence in a mere 6 days, what can he not do in you and me? As the prophet Jeremiah once declared, Ah, Lord God, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power. Nothing is too difficult for you. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. At conversion, in the beginning, God creates a new person. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. That's what God promised he would do in the new covenant. When Messiah would come, he said that through Jeremiah, he said that through Ezekiel. I'll sprinkle clean water on you, I'll cleanse you, I'll remove your idols, I'll give you a new heart and a new spirit, take out your heart of stone, give you a soft heart of flesh, put my spirit in you to cause you to walk in my statutes, be careful to obey my rules. Jeremiah 31, Ezekiel 36. But notice God's creating work doesn't stop there. He never rests from this creation work until you die. It's the ongoing work of progressive sanctification. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Lord, may my restoration to you display yet another miracle of creation. You made out of nothing everything by the sheer power of your voice. I need that same omnipotent creative power in my Christian life and growth, O Lord. Keep reading verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God. By the way, remember Ephesians 2, verse 10? For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. God creates and he recreates. And renew a steadfast spirit within me. Lord, unless I have a steadfast, upright attitude within, I'm bound to keep falling. Create what is not there, renew what was once there but has fallen. Friends, what is one of the best fruits of true repentance, proofs of a godly confession? It's the steadfastness, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, as 1 Corinthians 15:58 puts it. a manly kind of believer. Strong resolve, resolute will, steel determination. Temptation keeps knocking, but finds no answer. Lust keeps trying, but cannot tackle him. Desire keeps calling, but this Christian refuses to listen. God has renewed in him or her an unshakable, steadfast spirit. And then tomorrow we'll look at the goal of a clean heart, which follows in verse 11.